Hey guys, this is Nikki, and welcome to my daily devotions again. Today we're going to look at Romans chapter 6 to 8, and the introduction of this will be Romans chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. And it says, I have discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what's wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that's at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. You see, all of us face inner struggles, and Paul even writes it as another power within me that's at war with my mind. When Paul was trying to be a good person in his own strength, he was ultimately defeated by the sin problem. And although his intentions were good, he was attempting to win the battle over sin with his own plan and ability. This is what we do many times, and when it happens, we always wonder, why is it so hard to overcome sin? And does God really forgive us whenever we sin, and no matter how bad? You see, in chapter 8, verses 1 to 2, it tells us that there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. The Holy Spirit is what we're referring to here. And chapter 8 basically reveals the Holy Spirit's role in our life. The Spirit works alongside us as we relate to God, and He even prays through us when we don't know what to ask for. Today, be led and transformed by the Spirit. In chapter 8, verse 14, it also says, Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. My friend, nothing will separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. And even as we battle inward or outward struggles in our lives, let us learn to lean and be dependent on the Holy Spirit to overcome. I would like to end with this. I consider our present sufferings not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Let Romans chapter 8 verse 18 remind us that it is worth the struggle. And you know, we've already got the victory.